The associate director of the Swine Health Information Center says some unexpected trends in this month's domestic swine disease monitoring report demonstrates the need for ongoing surveillance. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center's Domestic Swine Disease Monitoring Report, released as part of its monthly e-newsletter, shows an increased detection of PRRS lineages 1C.5 and 1C.2, a continuation of PRRS case positivity above 40% in wean to finish, although those numbers would typically fall approaching summer, an alarming increase in PRRS case positivity in sow farms, a doubling of the PRRS L1C.5 lineage in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Indiana, and regional increases in PED detection in Iowa, Kansas, Indiana, and North Carolina, while PDCoV, PCV2, and influenza A case positivity went down in all age categories, and the trend of low mycoplasma positivity in sow farms continued. CHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says these changes demonstrate the need for continued surveillance.
Because PRRS continues to increase and is not decreasing as we would think it should coming into the summer months, it really does highlight that there is increased activity of the virus out in our swine populations. And it's really important to track because it helps us understand what is occurring with these changes. And we can look at that through the diagnostics of the virus, as well as seeing what is the genetic changes, because all of these things play into control strategies. And so whether that's utilizing a vaccine, creating a different vaccine or autogenous, looking at other interventions and improving our biosecurity, really looking at all of these factors are the reasons why we need to continue to monitor and come up with solutions for what's occurring out at the field.
Dr. Becton says, while some of these trends can be expected, it's always important to monitor in case something changes that could indicate an emerging disease or a change in the strains that we're seeing. The Swine Health Information Center's Domestic and Global Swine Disease Monitoring Reports can be found at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.